Imagine walking into a classroom in El Paso where students once trapped in test prep drills are now designing solutions to community water shortages. Or picture a rural Arkansas high school achieving 92% graduation rates despite limited resources. What's their secret? Not flashy technology or expensive programs, but something far more powerful: networks. School networks have quietly become the most significant innovation in American education, creating systems where teachers collaborate across buildings and states, sharing effective practices while receiving structured support. This approach has transformed isolated classrooms into vibrant learning communities where both students and teachers thrive. As education faces unprecedented challenges, networks provide the structure, support, and innovation engine needed to prepare students for an uncertain future, one where collaboration and adaptability matter more than memorization. We live in a platform-driven world. The six largest companies by market capitalization, Apple, Alibaba, Alphabet, Amazon, Facebook, and Microsoft, all operate platform businesses that connect producers and consumers. These platforms create extraordinary value through network effects. Yet education has largely missed this revolution. While we book accommodations through Airbnb and transportation through Uber, most educational technology merely digitizes traditional practices. The transformation education needs isn't just technological, it's structural. Networks like New Tech Network demonstrate how this can work, providing shared goals, powerful tools, and professional learning opportunities that make implementation of complex innovations possible. Fifth grader Isabella presents a persuasive essay about a classmate with cancer, combining academic standards with real-world impact. Her school transformed through project-based learning after joining New Tech Network. Students now set goals, work toward clear learning targets, and maintain growth portfolios. The most effective schools blend personalized and project-based approaches, essential for preparing students for entrepreneurial futures. Summit Public Schools exemplifies this with a platform featuring personalized content playlists, structured projects for cognitive skills, mentorship for success habits, and expeditions for real-world application. These approaches succeed by prioritizing student agency. While the standards movement detailed the what and how through objectives and teacher evaluations, it neglected the crucial why, failing to develop student ownership. Networks like New Tech assess agency alongside knowledge and critical thinking in every project, developing growth mindset, effective learning strategies, and capacity for independent reflection. At Design 39 campus in California, Principal Joe Erpelding maintains the school in perpetual redesign. Teachers collaborate daily while students tackle real problems through empathy research and prototyping, design thinking transforming education. Design thinking has evolved from specialized terminology into a structured approach for complex challenges. Beginning with user empathy, it moves through ideation and prototyping to implementation. This human-centered methodology suits education's adaptive challenges. When teachers become design thinkers, they conduct empathy interviews, which teacher McCaig notes reveals the complexity of personalization. New Technology High School in Napa Valley built design thinking into its foundation, using projects rather than courses as its architecture. In 1 year, 400 students formed cross-grade teams addressing real problems, from cell phone distraction to water usage in vineyards to creating games teaching about mental illness now used by local health organizations. This approach prepares students for a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world by teaching them to prototype, gather feedback, and iterate, essential skills for an unpredictable future. Teaching is evolving beyond traditional instruction into broader learning models combining face-to-face, hands-on, and online activities. While modern platforms have accelerated this shift, the most powerful change is cultural, not technological. Alex Hernandez notes that great networks share common expectations while making significant organizational investments. Networks require intellectual coherence, where teachers align their efforts rather than working in isolation. New Tech Network created professional learning at NTN with badging to support educator growth. Their schools practice co-facilitation, where two teachers collaborate on designing and teaching integrated projects, resulting in more authentic project design, immediate iteration, flexible student grouping, and improved school culture. Place-based education emerges as another form of co-creation, leveraging geography for authentic learning. When transforming Singapore American School, Superintendent Chip Kimball sent 100 staff to visit 100 schools across 8 countries, catalyzing a shift from content-focused instruction to skills-based, student-centered learning. Professional learning communities became central through inquiry cycles focused on collective teacher learning. New Tech Network's Learning Organization Framework helps schools move from implementation to continuous improvement, focusing on collective capacity, helping schools learn together as adaptive systems rather than reinforcing individual capacity building. Effective leadership in network-based education shifts from compliance management to agreement crafting that respects autonomy while maintaining direction. Superintendent Kathy Gomez emphasizes that organizational changes are primarily cultural, requiring vulnerability, trust, and sustained leadership. Innovation thrives through connected projects launched in phases by emerging leaders, creating coherence between administrative and instructional practices. Micro-credentials enable personalized, competency-based professional development. Leaders can align specific credentials with school priorities, rewarding demonstrated mastery. Districts facing competition can respond by functioning as enterprise districts with shared decision-making or adopting portfolio strategies. Cities like Denver ensure equal treatment for district innovation and charter schools, creating diverse family options. Successful leaders recognize service quality as vital to network success. Effective service combines proactive outreach with responsive support. Good providers monitor data for insights, maintain personal relationships rather than impersonal systems, and adapt to changing needs. The best school leaders prioritize finding adaptable partners as much as evaluating current product features. Education platforms are evolving toward AI-driven personalization, blockchain-based records, augmented reality, and social-emotional development tools. These innovations will bring the platform revolution to education, enabling tailored learning while preserving human connections. Carnegie Foundation's Anthony Breich advocates for networked improvement communities with 6 principles: problem-specific, user-centered work, addressing performance variation, understanding systems, measuring what matters, anchoring in disciplined inquiry, and accelerating through networks. New Tech Network scaled beyond linear growth with NT teams, giving teachers access to the Echo platform and project library with streamlined training. Innovation intermediaries connect schools with new learning models through design support, technical assistance, professional development, and ecosystem coordination, creating environments where innovations can emerge, develop, and scale effectively. Imagine a future where students tackle serious challenges and create positive community impacts. Personalized learning presents adaptive challenges, with networks providing implementation support and contribution opportunities. This vision of fostering pride in public schools is critical for equity and economic development. School visits provide powerful inspiration. Seth Andrew of Democracy Prep found visiting 30 schools more valuable than formal education, while Joseph Erpelding credits similar visits as crucial preparation for leading Design 39. These experiences create collaborative visions of possibility. Many superintendents serve as chief advocates for change. Winton Woods' Anthony Smith implemented New Tech Network's project-based learning district-wide for 3,800 diverse students, while El Paso's Juan Cabrera shifted from test preparation to active learning. The path forward isn't about isolated innovations or technological quick fixes, but creating networks of schools that learn together and build collective capacity. By connecting educators across boundaries, providing powerful tools, and focusing on student agency and authentic learning, we create schools worthy of our highest aspirations, schools that prepare young people for lives of purpose and impact.